Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
There may be all kinds of bad luck created today with the snow or great winter memories. Who knows? You can go to 1029thehog.com. Tell us your bad luck story. We want to hear it. Brian reads yours, which we're getting ready to do here. You go into a random drawing for the grand prize. It's a $500 gift card to Steinhoffel's and a $500 gift card to Nye's Building Center. On we go with phase two.
All right. While my husband and I were on our honeymoon in Alaska, our basement flooded in our new house. Not even the worst of it. We hired a contractor to redo the basement, and 1 month in, we found out he is a scam artist that ABC News has investigated.
ABC News.
And has left many projects incomplete, but refused to refund the money.
A famous one.
Right.
So I didn't say whether it got done or not, but okay. Bad luck.
Oh, yeah.
Double bad luck.
Bad due diligence not being done. That's
flooded
bad luck.
And bad luck. Bad contract.
Some of them kind of drive off the road luck wise. It's like, oh, you can see this coming. This is bad. This is stupid. Not bad luck. I'm just being an idiot.
Well, I'm sure when it was happening, it wasn't obvious to him that this was a bad idea.
All right. The year 2017, I was 37 years old. I had such a bad toothache, I couldn't eat solid food for over a week. Wasn't getting any better, so I made an appointment with my local dentist. When I finally got in the big chair the next day, I was nervous to hear that they would say, since I was my first dentist visit in about 20 years.
Oh, jeez.
Wait a minute. Weren't you 17? What'd they say?
2017.
Oh, I see.
37 years old.
I got you.
And this goes back to, when did a toothache ever get better?
I mean, people think it will. It's surprising. No,
to my not surprise, they told me that I needed my wisdom teeth yanked. Mm. I've been avoiding this my whole adult life, but I decided to be a big boy and just get it taken care of.
There you go.
5 days passed, full of spitting blood into a garbage can, surviving on meal replacement shakes and taking Percocet-induced naps. I couldn't take the agony anymore, so I decided to go back to the dentist. X-rays were done. They concluded that my jaw was broken during the extraction.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I had a small sense of relief when they gave me the news, because I knew that I wasn't just a Sally. I was sitting there with a broken face for the better part of a week.
Oh, jeez.
Ouch.
Next day, I went in for a surgery to have my jaw wired shut for 5 weeks. Being early December, I got to watch everyone else enjoy the delicious holiday spreads. My mother-in-law liquefied a raw beef and onion sandwich for me, my holiday favorite.
Oh.
By far the most funky thing ever eaten through a straw.
Oh, the bread, too?
Liquefied.
Even when you get the wires off, you still can't eat hardly anything or open your mouth very far for about a month. Now, a year later, everything is back to normal. But
right.
Like a lot of people, I don't have a ton of disposable income. So I let that hospital bill go to collections. Now I'm being sued for over $3,000. Once again, that's not just bad luck there. You're letting things
you
get.
You've got to keep paying them a little.
All right.
They like that.
They do like it if you keep trying to pay them a little.
Like I say, I don't, it's a luck. Luck is,
decisions, luck.
While dating future wife, we frequented many of Stalas' finest drinking holes to dismay of my very Lutheran mother.
Now you stay out of those West Dallas bars. You heard me.
One evening, we skipped Monday church to hit the bars early. When future wife snuck out the following morning to go home, her car refused to start. As we both were now penniless until payday, I offered to give her my car in an act of chivalry. I would ride my motorcycle to her house for the day as she followed behind. Along the way, about 50 miles per hour, the front tire blew on my bike.
Ooh.
Somehow I managed to not dump it and get run over by future wife. Shaking, I said, "Guess I'm taking you to work tomorrow." Aforementioned mother frowned on overnights, and we had already pushed our luck, needing to be home that evening to escape the wrath, but planning an early morning return I blew the car's transmission 10 miles after leaving.
I don't like that tramp in the basement.
Skipping church to drink and make happiness brings bad luck.
Yeah, three vehicles.
Wow, this guy. Well, was that a roll?
Right.
She must have been something. A real tiger.
Well, he married her.
Right. Yeah,
future wife.
Yeah.
When I was in sixth grade, I slipped on a plastic bag on the top of the bus steps.
Oh.
I slid down all the steps and landed on the road.
Oh. Poor kid.
Yeah.
I only thought I had the wind knocked out of me. The next day, I was really sore and told my parents what happened. After visiting my doctor and getting x-rays, I was sent to physical therapy for muscle tightness, got burn cream for the scrapes on my back, yeah. Looked like someone took a rake down my back, and an appointment to see an orthopedic back doctor. Went to see this doctor and had more x-rays, a bone scan, and additional therapy with no help for the pain. After about 6 months, he told my parents I was faking this pain to get out of work. Housework? Sixth grader? Or is he working on a farm?
Right. Washing dishes, putting his dirty clothes in his hamper.
Gym class.
We asked for one more test and had a CAT scan done from head to feet. Went back to into the doctor. He stated that I did indeed have a reason for the pain. I had broken half a vertebrae out of my lower back and would require surgery.
Hey, thanks, Doc.
Yeah, was there an apology in there?
Right.
We went to a different doctor for a second opinion and decided surgery was the best bet. Little did I know that I would be in a body cast for the entire summer of seventh grade.
Oh, my God. This is a Bill Murray movie.
Yeah.
Did they send him to camp?
Cast was finally removed. It weighed 27 pounds. I learned my lesson. Always watch my step as I get off any bus.
Sure. Poor kid.
Yow.
Stepped on a plastic bag. Yeah, we have fallen into the world of injury. It was January 2006, and my resolution was still alive. I was determined to live a healthier lifestyle, so after work, I went to the fitness center and rode a bicycle for an hour.
There you go.
Yeah.
An hour.
But it's only January, so.
In an hour, that's a lot.
Then I went to the grocery store to get some healthy food items, fruits, vegetables, and stuff.
Okay.
After putting groceries away and eating half of a sandwich, I picked up a pile of work and other items to carry downstairs to my office. People carry things up and down the steps all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was a load, but I told myself that it was too much. I would just stop and put some of it down. Right?
He's trying to be efficient.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
It seems like they're trying to take the safe way here. Put half of it down, I'll make two trips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Right. That was just an idea.
Oh.
On my way downstairs, our cat, Frankie, decided to hover around my feet. Yeah. Here it is. This is just like
this is the way I'll die, too. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was attempting to step over the cat, missed the next step, and bounced the rest of the way on my right leg, scattering my load all over the basement floor. I knew my leg was broken. I was alone except for the cat, and I didn't have any mobile phone with me.
Oh.
But we still had our house phone hanging on the wall above my head.
Okay.
So she landed in a spot where the wall phone was.
Thank God.
Thank goodness, right.
Good
but
luck.
Even if you get the receiver off.
How do you get up to dial?
Maybe it's got the keypad in the, I don't know.
Let's find out.
I could reach a laundry basket, and I kept throwing it at the wall until it caught the phone and knocked it to the floor.
Smart girl.
Is it a trim line? Because that's got the numbers in the handle.
They never say. After calls to my husband and 911, a terrifying ride on a gurney up the stairs, and a trip to the emergency room and an ambulance, X-rays confirmed a compound fracture of the tibia and fibula, that's both of the bones in the lower leg. Surgery was scheduled for 2 a.m. to repair the leg. It was delayed 6 hours due to the damn sandwich.
Oh, because they had a sandwich.
Yeah. And she was trying to eat healthy, too.
Have you eaten anything?
Yeah, I had a sandwich.
All right, and this one.
Is it this that they don't want to clean up vomit?
They don't want you to.
Or is it really bad for you?
Aspirate.
Yes.
Okay. So then bad for you.
That is bad for you.
My ex and I were having some marital issues, but despite all that, I decided it was a great idea to take the money I inherited when a friend of mine died, commingle it into a joint account, and then use a good chunk of it to remodel our bathrooms and also our downstairs area of our bi-level home.
You know, there's paperwork for inherited money.
Do you ever get inherited money from a friend?
From a friend,
that's
right.
That's pretty
Someone
weird.
Like, hey,
that's the most unusual of money to inherit, I think, yeah.
But you can still do the paperwork.
Okay, all right. All right. We've all been advised now.
Mm-hmm. The project was completed in February and looked great. So wife starts hanging out with a friend from work who I wasn't a fan of, going out on weekends and rolling in at very late hours, which was very unlike her. I don't know how we get to the project being completed and the wife goes out hanging around with other people, but...
Okay, a little bit of a leap, but okay.
He made the jump, right. One isn't the cause of another, it's right. just...
It's just they're all happening at the same time.
Yeah.
The phrase, isn't like her, should have really rang a bell.
Mm-hmm. In June, I go on a weekend fishing trip with our neighbor up to Crivets. I found it a touch unusual when I called and she said she was going out Saturday night and leaving our son with my parents. I get home on Sunday and decided to do a load of laundry, including some of her items. As I was putting into...
can't imagine what finds in there.
Oh, really?
This is so fun. I really like bad luck. It's so all over the place.
I was just putting clothes into the washer. Up came a black, lacy pair of crotchless panties, which fell to the ground, and they appear to have a stain of some kind on them.
Okay, moving
Weird.
On. Well, that's why they're in the laundry.
I shouldn't have been, but was a touch surprised. I played dumb and said, interesting choice of panties in the wash when I went upstairs. I know you didn't wear those for me.
He is laid back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. After a discussion that got rather heated, she admitted having an affair and she was filing for divorce. As it turns out, she was screwing the mail guy at work. I guess he did more than deliver the mail. And someone she met through her friend. So was that two?
And someone she met?
Or is the mail guy, I don't know.
No, it sounds like two different people.
Yeah, remainder of the money I had gotten from my friend not only goes for my attorney, but for hers, too. Note to anyone who is married and inherits a sum of money, don't ever commingle the funds into the joint account, blah, blah,
blah. Did I say?
The topper of this crappy Sunday, divorce finalized in December, so I enjoyed work I had done for a solid 10 months, and she ended up keeping the house.
Yeah, that's bad luck.
Lots of it.
Well.